This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Very unfortunate looking sound. Anyway, we are back. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do very much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and getting involved. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Hey, by a show of hands in the chat room, since people constantly ask me, what's the call-in number? And I was saying to myself, I'll just put it up on the screen. But if you're listening on the radio, if you're listening on one of your phone apps, the number's there. You just got to look at it, but don't look at it while you're driving, obviously. Right? Anyway. But you definitely want to be. So yes, I will change the graphics and put the thing up there so that the phone number is up there as well. Okay, it'll make everybody happy. Let's see. You know, little reports coming in from the DNC. This is why I tell you, you know, that they don't want you to hear any of this. They don't want you to know any of this. Let's see if I can play this. I'm going to try to play this just for you, because I like you guys so much. Will it play? Will it play? Please tell me. Now, this was supposed to be a moment of silence. So the Black Lives Matter people, or the whole auditorium, was supposed to be quiet. Well, they had a moment of silence for the murdered police officers. But to show you how they are so much together, and I don't think this is it. Is this it? Will that work?
Please help me in honor of all of American fallen officers.
Now, don't you find it interesting and hypocritical? Now, this is, I don't know. She might be white. I can't tell. She's definitely not, quote unquote, white American. All right, but don't you find it hypocritical or interesting that they weren't going to have any police officers there? There weren't going to be any law enforcement officials there at all, or celebrated, if you would, or mourned. And there's been all this backlash for 2 or 3 days over why would you have the mothers of the kids killed and not have the police officers that were ambushed, killed, massacred either. And then all of a sudden, they showed up on the schedule. And I'll bet you nobody says, well, we thought about it and figured, oh, yeah, I know what, maybe it was an oversight, it's a good idea, let's have them there. I will bet you nobody, and I mean nobody, will say that. Okay? Nobody. They were always going to do it, somebody left it off the schedule. That was it. There you go. So, again, total lack of respect for anything. This is a party of animals. That book, I got to find a history book that called them the Party of the Drunks. And it wasn't a conservative history book. So anyway, DNC wanted to hold just a minute, a moment, not even a full minute, because you can't keep quiet that long, of silence for the fallen officers. And on top of all of that, Think about it. These people couldn't shut up and be quiet during prayer. I wonder if they'd even be quiet if you had a moment of silence for the black kids that were killed. I wonder if they could be quiet for that.
Please help me, in honor of all of American fallen officers, with a moment of silence. I am privileged to introduce...
Yeah, because none of the cops were black, I'm sure. Yeah, all over the place. They were in the shirts that said Black Lives Matter. Right? And again, were the cops, maybe they don't, I don't know, maybe I'm really confused here, but maybe they don't consider the cops that were killed black, even if they were black. Right? A moment of silence. Lousy moment of silence. They couldn't shut up for a few minutes. Five cops were killed. And they have so much care and respect for other human beings that they couldn't keep their mouth shut. Come on, think about it. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. This stuff makes me nuts only because they sold you a lie. You've bought into the lie. Some of my friends that I think that I believed were smart, that I believed could pull these, had enough brain cells to pull some of these thoughts together, they're not. Now, when you look at this stuff going on and they condone it, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, all right. I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate you being with me tonight. Here's the other thing. Snopes. You guys who depend on Snopes for everything, you're foolish. They have been caught in the past in so many lies, so many untruths, misspeaks, whatever you want to call them. And not that it's the end of the world, that the American flags weren't there. It just makes them look like idiots. Unpatriotic idiots. We are electing the president of these United States. Right? And you can't have an abundance of flags? There's such thing as an abundance of flags? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You could be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you. I do appreciate so much the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I'm looking at the TV set, and I feel like we're on a golf course as we await for the arrival of the Democratic nominee for president. Look at them. There's nothing happening. It's like being in the library and everyone's going, shh, shh, shh. Right? I don't know. Just kind of weird. Kind of funny. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and doing all that fun stuff, seriously. And being involved in the conversation. You can head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live there. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can have a lot of fun. Seriously. So the, you know, when they do these polls, now they're going to be doing them like pretty much on a daily basis. I do not believe all of them. You got to give it time. You know how it works. And Trump is up right now. Now, according to the it's not just one poll, right? They take a, I think it's Rasmussen, and we'll take a an average of all the polls out there. But when the LA Times puts a poll out, and it shows Trump ahead of Clinton by 7 points, 47-40, that's not a bad thing. I wouldn't say it's not landslide, it's not a shoe-in. It's not like they're going to be sitting there scratching their head trying to figure out how he got 7 points ahead, because, that's not a hard one to figure out. But they are working on it. I'm sure they're working on it. I'm sure they're working on tweaking those polls, tweaking those poll numbers. Right? And the big complaint, even for people that are in D.C., right? Even the people that are in D.C., are talking about how the flags are missing all over the place there. I'm not in D.C., I'm sorry. In Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? So it is a big deal. And let me see if I get this. I got this up. Oh, I'll do that in a minute. But before I get this flag part, I heard about this earlier today. I thought it was wonderful. Or wonderfully funny. Whatever you want to call it. I just thought it was great. So there was a DNC flag burning accident today. How much of that flag burning did we see at the RNC? Do we know? Does anybody know? Anybody really remember? And yeah, that was it. The Republicans are so much. You ready for this? The Republicans are so much better at hiding things than the Democrats are, right? Because we've all got servers in our bathrooms. Email servers, that is. So I'm not talking about, servers for the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always, it's just amazing to me. So anyhow, this young person, I can't tell, boy, girl, or what they identify as, so I won't go down that road. They were out in front of the Wells Fargo Arena on Wednesday night. They decided to light a flag on fire, an American flag on fire. And they poured, you know what they do? They pour lighter fluid, gasoline, whatever they pour on it. And they light it on fire. And one fool in a dress, and I'm not so sure it was a girl, that's why I say I don't know what they identify as. One fool in a dress decided to dance on the flag. The burning flag. The burning flag. And then when he or she or whatever realized, hey, I'm on fire. You should see this putz jumping all around the place. It is wonderful. But that shows you the mentality of these people. The average IQ, if you would. So I think it's wonderful. I think we should see more of this. What was it? What was that saying? The survival of the fittest? Right? In Darwin's theory, it's like, the idiots would, the weaker of the species would eventually. Natural selection. That's even better. I like survival of the fittest, though. I think that's good, too. I'm good with that. I don't know why we keep getting in their way. I just don't get it. Let them do their thing. You know what I'm saying? So, anyhow, whatever. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There you go. Perfect. It was a BLM weenie roast. I don't know what to say, right? The memes are flying. I wish Zell was there in the room. There's a picture of Hillary with her arms in the air. She's talking. It says, the hills are alive with the sounds of manure. I love it. I think it's wonderful. All right, back to some of the more serious stuff. We're talking about the flags and the flags missing. And some of you don't think it's a big deal. Also, what the flag's missing. Well, you know what? I do think it's a big deal. I think it's a federal offense, no. But I think it shows that your lack of understanding, your lack of appreciation for this country, you're running for the highest office of the land. What that American flag represents, when they see that flag, they think of the president, they think of the people, they think of what's going on there. And you can't find the time to make sure we have some. Before I get that, though, we went 70-some-odd speeches without terrorists being talked about, without, I don't know, any of that stuff about defending our country, about defeating ISIS, And finally, we start to talk about it. As former Secretary of Defense and CIA Director Leon Panetta came up to discuss what we needed to do to defeat ISIS, and guess what happened? Take a listen. You figure it out.
Their son would grow up to be Secretary of Defense of the most powerful military.
Talking about his immigrant parents, how they came here for a better life, how they assimilated to the American way of life, and could never have imagined, because of where they came from. See, Panetta, I wonder where he comes from. Could have never have imagined that their son could be the Secretary of Defense of the most powerful country on the planet. They wouldn't have imagined that.
Son would grow up to be Secretary of Defense of the most powerful military in the world. The American dream.
What's he saying? Yeah, I don't know. He's smiling, though. I would smile back.
The American dream.
Ah, you want to hear the rest of this speech? You got to come back. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, just in. Not that you care. Because look, I've already told you, without Wasserman Schultz, without Pelosi, without Sheila Jackson Lee, without Maxine Waters. I mean, the list is, I could just go on and on with the list. You guys like me wouldn't have a job. Right? Pelosi says that white men don't support Hillary because they're God-fearing, homophobic gun nuts. I can't do a woman's voice, or I would do it. In an interview on Tuesday at the Democratic National Convention, I mean, this woman, doesn't she look confused most of the time anyhow? I think she does. I'm not trying to be mean, but she does. Now, to their view on Tuesday, I guess she was, PBS host Judy Woodruff asked Representative Nancy Pelosi, God, I even hate saying her last name. Because she becomes one of mine at that point. What the heck? She was asked about the fact that Donald Trump is handily beating Hillary Clinton among non-college educated white men. Now, first of all, here's the hypocrisy behind that line to begin with. Do you know who they're talking about when they say that? We used to call them blue-collar workers. But apparently we can't do that anymore, right? So, non-educated white men, or people, or whatever. What if non-educated white women, she throws them into the category? Pelosi said that Clinton will be able to make up for that deficit with a strong economic agenda. You mean the same one that's going on now? But then proceed to explain why the Democrat nominee is doing so poorly among this demographic. Now, I can't do this justice. I really can't. So I'm going to play it for you. I want you to hear it. You know, what is out of the mouth of babes, they say? No, this was out of the mouth of idiots. Hold on.
I don't think anyone is closer to the voters in Washington than members of the House of Representatives. You know that place. Very well. Right now.
Yeah, perfect. What an opening. Hi. You're part of the swamp. Okay, you're part of the old guard. You know that place like nobody else there. You've been there so long, you may have picked one of the original colors for the White House. So tell us, Nancy.
Donald Trump is doing much better than Hillary Clinton among white men, and particularly white men who have not attended college. How does Hillary Clinton...
Is that a diss on people that don't go to college? Is she putting down people who don't go to college? I'm just asking. It sounds like that to me. It almost sounds like she's saying, you know those idiots who don't go to college? Yeah, you believe they're actually going to vote for Trump?
Counter that.
With an economic agenda to create jobs, good-paying jobs, increasing paychecks, the economic agenda.
Now, she likes President Obama's agenda, financial agenda, so she has said up until maybe recently, but she's been going all along saying, love it, yeah, love it, love it, love it, doing what it's supposed to be doing, yep, love it, love it, love it. Guess what? All of a sudden, she doesn't. What changed? I mean, seriously, what changed? And I'm just asking. Right? So she's been part of this whole thing. She's talked to him about it, Mr. Obama. She's got a clue as to what's going on. There are almost 95 million Americans out of work. We have the highest non-participation rate, what, since after World War II? So, I don't know. You got to think it through.
Is what is really, it's about the economy. You know that statement, it's not a cliche, it's a fact. And I think that so many times white, non-college educated white males have voted Republican. They voted against.
Oh, so let me see. Idiots, that's what she's calling them. You realize that, right? These idiots, because only idiots vote Republican. They vote Republican because they're idiots, because they're uneducated. Because only educated people vote, you know, educated people vote Democrat. Only uneducated idiots vote Republican. Because my wife is an educated idiot. Oh, and she's a female. She's an educated white female voting Republican. She will not be voting for Hillary. At least that's what she tells me. Come on, let that sink in. So, you know, these last 4 days, if you're a Democrat, I forget if you're a Christian Democrat, just if you're a Democrat, and you've been running around and telling me how racist my party is, how racist we are as a people, all the nasties that we do. And after these emails, again with the emails, you guys just can't control yourselves. Right? The taco bowl, the taco team, whatever they were calling them, making fun of homos. Yeah, their words, not mine. You want to write to somebody? You write to the Democratic National Party. That's what you write to. Right? So they're talking about homos, right? They're talking about the putting down the Jews, making fun of the Jews. Right? Making fun of the Hispanics. And we're the party of racists? You guys are either confused or dishonest. I would probably imagine you're dishonest. Because there's too many of you, there are very smart people in that party. Too smart of people to be confused, very much right on to be dishonest. Here, listen to what she says. She is basically saying, uneducated white guys, go to the Republican Party because they're stupid. So if you're educated and you go there, then you're what, Nancy?
Educated white males have voted Republican. They voted against their own economic interests because of guns, because of gays, and because of God, the three G's. God.
Now, Nancy considers herself a devout Catholic. And she has a problem with people who believe in God, who stand by the principles of God. But she's a devout Catholic. No, she's a hypocrite is what she is. Actually, I'd even go as far as to say she's a lying hypocrite. All right? To make a broad, can you imagine if a Republican made that broad brush statement? Right? Yeah, women who love to have sexual experiences, they join the Democratic Party because they want to have an abortion anytime they make a mistake. Watch all the nasties I get for making fun of that one. Right? But you guys can say anything you want to because, you know, you're the seas part, the clouds part, the sun shines through. nothing you can say. You know, the Bible says that pride comes before a fall. If that's the truth, you guys got a long fall coming in front of you. And not that the Republicans don't do anything wrong. And not that they're not full of themselves, too, at times. But after watching what's been said at this thing, the hypocrisy behind it, behind the DNC at this convention, it is so bright, you're going to get sunburn. You don't even need the sun out. You're going to get sunburn on how bright the hypocrisy is there. You're together. You're one party. You're on one accord. They're burning things down out front. Right? You've got black people out front calling Hillary a black murderer. They're not Republicans. They can't blame the right. They're sure as heck not conservatives. You can't blame the right. This is your headache. You need to deal with this. Anyway, I'm irritated because I hear somebody like her speak that some of you hold on such a high pedestal. And she's confused. She is so confused. She's confused about what she believes from a spiritual standpoint. She's definitely confused on what takes place there in Washington. Because I'm going to say, what makes me mad mostly is you guys on the far left of that party and that Democratic Party, you're a bunch of hypocrites. Because anything you do is okay. Anything a Republican does is wrong, and it doesn't matter what it does. We could be giving money to a group, a gay group that needs food, clothing, and whatever else, and we're doing it for all the wrong reasons or something. I'm sure that would be it. Let's hear more from this hypocrite. No, let's not. Let's go to break first. That way you can go outside. You can take a deep breath. You can come back, and we can check back into reality. We'll be right back. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Follow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size the plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to follow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. You can't let me go. No way, Daddy.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, listen, if you want to get involved in the conversation, again, it's 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. There's a live chat room going on. Smarter people than I are up in the chat room. And I just so much appreciate the time that you spend with me, and I mean that sincerely. Now, I know I keep getting off topic, and I don't mind. It doesn't bother me at all. Now, you know what? I'll just hit that. I'll hit that when I'm done. I'm going to be done with her story in a second, so it'll be cool. The Nancy Pelosi, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful lady. I'm sure she's a wonderful grandmother, wonderful wife, wonderful whatever, whatever. She is calling low-education white guys. The reason they go and basically what she's saying is the reason people join the Republican Party is because they're low-educated, God-believing white guys. Listen to what she said. I mean, aren't you guys supposed to be the open party to everything? Aren't you accepting of everybody, everything? Oh, yeah, we're not accepting of hate. What is hate? For you guys, hate is anything that I believe that you don't. Which is a pretty narrow place to be. Pretty weeny place to be. Sorry, but it is. And Nancy Pelosi fits right into the narrative.
Interest because of guns, because of gays, and because of God. The three G's. God being the woman's right to choose. That is soft.
God being a woman's right to choose? Let me see. So we're saying that God doesn't want you to have an abortion. Therefore, God's getting in the way of a woman's right to choose, so you got to get rid of God, right? Because he doesn't know what he's doing. Talk about being a pompous butt. Seriously. This woman aggravates me because she knows more than anybody else. You ever notice that? She knows what's best for you, the country, around the world, for the Pope, what he needs to change. I mean, forgive me, I'm not trying to be proud of myself here, but I sometimes wonder, you know, there's got to be a little bench next to the gates of heaven where I can sit and watch when these people show up and they're stuttering because the Almighty's going to be there going, I'm sorry, you said what? You knew better than me on what? What did you create? What did you do? I mean, seriously.
Some of those people were never going to be voting Democratic anyway, but I believe that...
Listen up, honey. You had the majority. See, you used to call it till you started losing them, and this is what you do all the time. You change the words. You change the way you go at it. You used to call them blue-collar workers. Yes, the lower-educated people. The manual laborers. They were all yours because you made it sound like the Republicans weren't for them. But listen, even those low-educated workers, as you call them, those God-believing morons, yeah, they're coming around now, too, to seeing what you really are. You are definitely the house of slavery. The Democratic Party is definitely the house of the slave master. And I'm not even talking about color here. Anything they can do to enslave you into a program, into their way of thinking, into their way of voting, and you know what the funny thing about it is a lot of this stuff, nobody's ever denied it. Find me a prominent Democrat who has denied that LBJ said, we give them what they want. We give these, he used different words, I'm going to clean it up. We give these black folks just enough for them to survive, not enough for them to get ahead. They'd be voting Democrat for the next 400 years. They won't deny it because it's true. They're setting you up. If you're a black person listening to this garbage, they're setting you up. They didn't set you up. They have set you up. They've set you up in a certain lifestyle. They've set you up to believe a certain way. They've set you up to believe a certain way. You can't get out from under them. Now it's almost impossible. And it's too darn bad. They've got you believing you can't succeed. They've got you believing you can't get ahead. They've got you believing you can't get a good education. Not true. Right? And if you don't believe, all right, and my Christian friends, what a hypocrisy towards Christ. What a hypocrisy towards your Savior. To go with a party that's not interested in God, not interested in the laws of God. Right? Can't even say the name of Jesus in a prayer. What are they afraid to get hit by lightning? From the other God? I don't get it. Explain. And if you tell me that God is not involved in politics, he doesn't care, I will tell you, you don't even know what a Bible is. You probably don't even know how to spell it. Because it's in there in several places. And no, it's not my private interpretation. It's a reality. Anyway, let's finish up what she has to say. Don't you think?
With the turnout that we expect to have, we will draw some of them in with our message and enough other people.
Yeah, I'd like to say you'll draw the idiots in with your message, but go ahead.
To win the election.
So think about that. You low-educated white folk. You're too stupid to know better. That's why you vote Republican. Is she a piece of work or what? That's infuriating. In more than one way, it's infuriating. So I jumped. I wish you would have threw something at me because I'm too stupid to know better, but I jumped. We were talking about Panetta, and I left that speech midway. But again, at the Democratic Convention, you think that they were saying liar, huh? All right. So let's take a listen here. I got to find the plate again. All right. So here he is, Leon Panetta, talking about how what we need to do to defeat ISIS. And take a listen.
The American dream
Now, why would Hillary Clinton, why would the Democrat Party put him up there if he wasn't an honest, upright person? So you would think that the rank and file would understand that. I guess they don't. Now, I will give credit where credit is due. They're doing exactly what they should be doing, drowning out the idiots. Always got to drown out the idiots.
The American dream. The American dream, the American dream that we've all been a part of, has been defended in every generation.
So, go ahead. You want to say something? Go ahead.
Well, I'm reading on ABC News because what they're saying that those people were saying is no more war was one group was chanting. Another one was chanting Hillary. Another one was saying love, not war. And somebody else was chanting no more drones. So there was a bunch of little factions of people that were chanting different things, but then the USA people just drowned them all out. But they said that there was chanting by several different groups in the arena when he was speaking, and that's what they were chanting. But it sounded like liar to me. So
yeah,
there you go.
It did to me, too. So, and they came from who?
That's ABC News.
Yeah, okay. So you can flush that.
Oh, you want me to find somebody else?
They don't even bother. I don't know who you're going to get. Other than a few news sources, I don't know who's going to tell you the truth on this one. And I've been taking stuff from the floor. Okay? I mean, what did I do with it? I bet you I dumped it. No, here it is. Eric Golub, who's been a guest on the show several times, said that when Chelsea Clinton said that she was a proud American, they cheered. I'm sorry. The crowd did nothing. They said nothing. They did nothing when Chelsea Clinton said that she was a proud American. But when she said she was a proud Democrat, the place went wild. So to my point, my continual point, we're not Americans anymore. We're either Democrats or Republicans, but we are no longer Americans. We are two different factions fighting for control of one country. It's just wrong. Anyhow,
So the Free Beacon said that they were chanting no more wars and lies. The Free Beacon?
Yes.
Said that they were chanting no more wars and lies.
Okay.
So I guess maybe just depend on where you're standing.
Yes. I don't know. They're all liars. All right. So Panetta's speech was offering another broadside against Donald Trump's inexperience. This is no time to gamble with our future. America faces flashpoints and threats from around the globe, the ex-secretary of defense said. Where was Clinton with all this, though? See, do they realize that when they're up there saying that she can fix it, she was the one who was supposed to have fixed it to this point. She's the one that got us here. She should take the majority of the responsibility for where we're at with ISIS, along with the president of the United States. Nobody else. Those two sit at a desk and decide how we approach these things. All right, I promised I'd get to it. I promise I will get to it next hour. Well, they're going to talk about the flag story. Is it true or not? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.